Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media conciliere. Kristen Pahacek is joining me in mere moments. Today's episode is brought to you by Northeast Color, Answer Connect, and Scorpion. It seems like digital marketing channels pop up every day with social media, Google search, video, apps, email, mobile, and more. Franchisees are spending more time and money juggling more vendors than ever before, all while trying to make sense of an endless stream of data that's dumped into spreadsheets. Scorpion is a digital marketing company that helps franchise brands and their franchisees get out of the weeds of digital marketing. With a combination of technology and expertise, Scorpion connects all of the marketing dots to provide clear, personalized plans that are measured against the one thing your franchisees care about the most: revenue growth. Finally, a cohesive brand-approved strategy for all of your franchisees that eliminates the time-consuming, expensive, and confusing task of managing an ever-expanding list of disconnected marketing platforms and vendors. I think we could all appreciate fewer invoices and meetings and better results. To learn more, visit scorpion.co/geek. That's scorpion.co/geek. Kristen Pahacek is the Chief Growth Officer, my new favorite title, at Massage Luxe. Hey, Kristen, what's up today?
Hey, Jack, thanks for having me. Did you see that GameStop just hired a Chief Growth Officer?
I think they were like, you know, after all of these shenanigans this year with GameStop, we better do what Massage Luxe is doing and get a Chief Growth Officer.
You have to follow the best, Jack.
How are things at Massage Luxe? I know the pandemic can be a bit of a challenge for people in health and personal services, but how are things going there as far as expansion and marketing?
It's been super busy. It feels like every week is filled with the discovery day, which is a good thing, right? And our model is membership-based. So it's unique in that it's, you know, relatively recession resilient. Even, you know, when our spas aren't open, we're collecting membership dues and people are banking up services for future use. And luckily we, you know, our spas have been open. Personal services has fared fairly well throughout the pandemic.
Good. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a continued good year because people may not be flying off to Italy or France for vacation this year, but they could maybe get a little massage action going. So I think things are going to be looking good for you guys and everybody in the industry this year.
Absolutely. We're seeing it in the numbers. People want to treat themselves and escape from all this madness.
Yes, as well they should. So what we wanted to talk about today is the International Franchise Association is putting together a marketing workshop. They've done this for a few of the other parts of IFA over the past year. And now we're going to be putting together a marketing workshop. It's going to be happening April 27th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And Kristen, you and I get to once again co-MC this event. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be fun to see some faces.
I cannot wait. This event is going to be huge. We already have a ton of people registered.
And that's a good point. A lot of people have already registered. This is a free event for all IFA members. So if you haven't registered yet, please do so. We will share the direct link to the registration page in the show notes, but it's basically at franchise.org. And we'll have a link everywhere on social where you can click and register. Again, this is free for all IFA members. Even if you're a operations person or a CEO or some other area of a franchise system, and you just want to learn a little bit more about what's happening in marketing, maybe see some of your marketing pals on the workshop, please join us. Again, franchise.org is where you can register. So basically we're going to have a couple of topics. And Kristen, I want to run these by you and get some ideas right off the bat from you. And then during the workshop, we're going to break down into groups of 10 or 12 people and really get into some deep discussions. But I love this first one. It's optimizing digital marketing to generate consumer interest, foot traffic, and revenues. So right off the bat, we're hitting digital marketing, and I know that that's kind of your area of specialty. Yeah. I don't even know where to start with this topic, right? Like where should we even begin as far as what franchisors are succeeding with right now? It feels like digital marketing is probably really the only place where people are seeing a lot of traffic coming from. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. Here's what. I love that this topic is so broad because in a workshop setting, it allows the people who are solutioning this topic to kind of go wherever they're struggling with, right? And get some advice and work through some problems that they may be anticipating. I think that the discussion is really going to be around what is that right marketing mix between paid and organic and PR and SEO and, you know, all of the things in the digital marketing landscape. What is the right distribution of effort across those things? And how do you put your effort and your money where you're going to get the biggest return for your franchisees?
Yeah. Where do you deploy those resources, especially in a year where maybe you don't have the resources that you had 2 years ago? And, you know, is digital marketing, first of all, the place where you need to put most of your resources? I would say yes. But even yes. In that, you know, is it in search? Is it in social? Is it in, you know, fixing a website that may not have had much attention in the past couple of years? Like, and I agree, the workshop setting is really good for not just people sharing what they've done that's so great and working so well, but people really sharing their challenges and trying to get some free advice and some free help from some other marketers.
Exactly. That's what makes this so powerful. I mean, it's not a bunch of talking heads talking about what they did for their business that only applies to their business, but instead it's really people talking about, you know, what problems do you have and how can we help solution together?
Yeah. That's what I like about these workshops and breaking it down into smaller groups where you can actually, you know, share your challenges and maybe get some help, but also do some networking and maybe meet some people that you typically wouldn't meet if we were on the floor of the exhibit hall in Las Vegas or somewhere like that, right?
I would love to be on the floor in an exhibit hall in Las Vegas, but this will do for now, Jack.
Yeah. Back in a moment after this word from Northeast Color. Northeast Color is offering franchise systems help with social distancing floor decals, signs and window decals, suspended partitions for the front desk or workout stations, parking lot signage, and hand sanitizer pedestals with signage, all fully branded and customized for your franchisees. Learn more now at northeastcolor.com. That's northeastcolor.com. So yes. The second topic that we're going to be hosting, again, this is at the marketing workshop with the IFA on April 27th. The second topic, I really like this one, deploying social and digital marketing content calendars within a franchise system. So this, again, could go many ways. Let me ask you, Kristen, what do you do as far as using content calendars for social and digital? Do you have like a really complex system, or is it something, you know, that you just kind of do on your own? What does that look like?
So this is where we really provide the sandbox for our franchisees to play in. And what I mean by that is we take a hybrid approach to content in our franchise system. Our franchisees have amazing therapists and staff members and clients. And, you know, if we were to just handle content for them, nobody would see those amazing things happening in our spa. But at the same time, you know, we have company initiatives and company messages and industry knowledge that we also want to share with people who follow us online. So this hybrid approach allows us to have both the industry content, as well as the location-specific content. We plan our content about 90 days in advance and issue calendars to the franchisees. Some things on those calendars we provide for them, so tips, tricks, information about our services or our brand. And where we don't provide content to them, we give them an idea to enact in their local spa. So interview a customer and ask them why they love Massage Luxe, or have an esthetician talk about their favorite product. So we really are kind of giving them the playbook to enable local content.
Do you have a ratio that you like to see as far as industry content versus local content? What does that look like these days?
Yeah, for us, it's about 50-50 right now. So we provide 50% of the content. Yep. And the locations do 50%. And then we take an 80-20 approach to planned content. So 80% of our content, we strive to be planned ahead of time. Okay. So we know what that is 90 days out. But then 20% of the time, we want opportunistic content, things that are happening in the moment, either in our spas or in the industry.
Is there a particular place that's really doing well for you right now? And I'm thinking mostly social media. Is it, I'm guessing Instagram, but maybe it's Facebook, or are there other channels that you're really reaching more people these days?
Yeah, you're right. It is Facebook and Instagram. We do tell our franchisees to prioritize Facebook over Instagram. Not that Instagram's not a priority. We want them posting on both. But you get a little bit more of that viral kind of word of mouth spread on Facebook, which helps with new customer acquisition. Instagram really, although you can generate awareness, it really is a retention tactic, just given the fact that you can't really have the viral component.
Got it. Perfect. Well, I think a lot of people on the workshop are going to want to hear what you have to say, but also maybe sharing some of their challenges and seeing if anybody else has some solutions to some of those challenges. So, Kristen, I look forward to seeing you virtually on the workshop. Again, it's April 27th. You can sign up today at franchise.org. And Kristen, before we go, if anybody has any questions for you on what you're up to and what's shaking at Massage Luxe, where can we send them?
Yeah, LinkedIn is the easiest place to get a hold of me. You can find me at Kristen Pahacik.
Easy enough. We will see you on the 27th, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Talk to you soon.
Before we go, a quick word from Answer Connect. Today, human contact is more important than ever. Make sure a live professional person answers the phone every time. Answer Connect makes this happen for franchises every day with a team of professional customer service experts ready to impress your callers around the clock. Answer Connect works with many different franchises and small businesses who need 24/7, 365 phone coverage, lead intake, appointments scheduled, or basic messages. They integrate with many of today's CRMs, which is just one more thing off your plate and one more opportunity for you to work on your business. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.